over here and we're going live. I hope that works. Oh, I don't know if it's working. Well, okay.
Looks like.
Oops. Set up. Here we go. Well, we're live here. So let's see. Hey. Welcome to the Swine Time Podcast. I'm Brian Swinehart, and this is Mr. Cole Young, comedian Cole Young. And we're going to keep talking for a minute because I'm trying to also set us up with a Instagram at the same time. Nice. So there we go. I think we got it going. And we are okay.
We're good.
Well, you know what? The Instagram, man, let's do this. Let's put our volume down on this so we're not distracted. There we go. Now we're ready. Okay. Look at that. I think if this works correctly, it'll be my first time doing it on Instagram with our podcast as well as YouTube.
We look pretty damn good.
And we would put this on Facebook, but Mark Zuckerberg has temporarily banned me from going live on Facebook. Boo. What do you think about that? That ain't cool.
Boo.
Meta. Boo, Meta.
Meta.
Meta's a pain, ain't it?
Oh,
Meta sucks.
Hey, where's their support? Where do you get a hold when you have a problem with Meta? Who helps you out? Where do you find help with Meta, right?
$1 billion company. You can't get a hold of anybody to help you out. You know why that is? Because Meta's
too busy sending invoices. That's why.
They're too busy sending invoices, and Meta's run by the CIA.
Trying to get money.
Money, 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 and they're not helping their customers there.
CIA. And
the CIA.
Yeah, go back. Let's go back on that.
Okay.
You know what? You just opened my eyes to that whole thing on this trip out here. So, and I'm disappointed it took me so long to figure this out.
Takes a lot of people, but
damn.
So there was a company, if you guys want to look this up to fact check me, please do. There was something called LifeLog that was started by the CIA, which was meant to follow people's lives, where they would post things, and that would give the CIA a way to follow people from the beginning of their life to their end of their life.
Dirty bastards.
The LifeLog operation ended the same day that Facebook went public. This can all be researched and data and checked out. So LifeLog, the CIA did LifeLog. They had it going. Then they said they're going to end their operation. And on the same day they ended their operation of LifeLog, Facebook went public. And
what a coincidence.
What a coincidence.
Man, how did that happen, right?
There are no coincidences, buddy. There are no conspiracies. There are no coincidences, right? That's how Facebook got started, from the CIA. And you know what? I recently had this conversation. This is what I was talking about. Remember I said there was something I was talking about with these guys? Yes. I should have wrote it down. This is what it was.
I told you.
You told me it would pop back in my mind. So I have a friend that lives in Pensacola, Florida. Mm-hmm. He's a referee for MMA matches. Okay. And he said he wants to train me to do an octagon match. And he said he would, you know, pair me up against somebody my age and size. And I said, well, I don't want to do that. The only person that I would want I don't want to like go up against a, you know, 44 or 45 year old gym teacher, right? We're talking about that with two kids. I don't want to do that. But there's one person I would step in the octagon with, and that's Mark Zuckerberg. That's about the only person I hate enough to step.
Zuckerberg, there you go.
So you're getting caught out, Zuckerberg. I know that Elon Musk also says he, but that ain't going to happen between you and Elon Musk. But think about Zuckerberg. You have all this opportunity.
Are they supposed to fight?
Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are supposed to fight. Oh,
cat fight.
Cat fight. Jesus. Cat fight. So, now that we got into a little bit,
yeah,
Cole.
Yeah, no, those dirty bastards. We're strapped to them too, right? We're stuck with them as artists to promote ourselves. We have to be on these idiot social media platforms, right, to try to let people know where we're going to be and what the hell we're doing. And they've got us by the short hairs, it seems like, right?
And you know, it sucks because they really do, because the comedy club booking agents and stuff, they look for
followers,
and it's the big thing. And it's kind of because it all also keeps you from, you know, working on your material and writing.
I don't think David Tell worries about followers.
Well, David Tell doesn't, but he has the followers.
No, so he has the followers.
He has the followers. He's not thinking about it.
He spends very little time thinking about
it. Yeah, right? You're right. Good point.
And most true artists.
Yeah, and hopefully. And speaking of David Tell, you recently did some gigs with David Tell.
Yeah, boy, was I ever lucky enough, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, hey, he put you on the show, so it's not just luck, you know, it's talent.
No, it's the opportunity. Versus when opportunity meets preparation, right?
Yep.
You get the opportunity, you should be prepared. That's what luck is. That's the definition of luck.
Totally.
Being prepared when opportunity, you know. Yes, it was wonderful. What a great time. We did a bunch of shows in St. Louis Helium with another really funny comedian, Alex Price from Indianapolis. He's very funny. He travels with Dave around the Midwest. And then also Amber Autry was up from Nashville, and she does shows down there. Boy, get out and watch her. She's going to take off like gangbusters. Amber Autry, really funny.
Cool.
Young lady. Very young, but so savvy and funny already, you know.
Well, that's a good combo.
Yeah,
man.
It's a great time.
And then you went from Indianapolis to
Ohio.
Ohio.
Yep, we did. We came in with just a little bit of wind, but then we had a tornado, and we had a heck of a show in Columbus at the OH Prime Pizza, right?
Yeah, OH Pizza and Prime, quickly becoming the
over 100 people.
Over 100 people. That I think is becoming one of the best.
Fantastic room.
Yeah, that's becoming one of the best kind of. It's a bar gig technically, but it's set up like a comedy club. I mean, it's one of the best bar gig shows.
Oh, those people love comedy.
Boy. They love it. They love it.
And Midwest audiences are awesome.
Yes.
I love, the audiences out here in the Midwest.
Yeah, they're great. And so you came into town on Tuesday, and then Wednesday we had a show at O'Connor's in Springfield.
That was a great place too.
Great place.
O'Connor's, God, what a fun place that was. Really great people. Yep. That's why I sold my first t-shirt.
You go, O'Connor's.
To a wonderful comedy genius named Fonda. She,
Yeah.
That's what I like to describe her as.
Yeah.
She knew true comedy when she saw it. She said she had to get one of my t-shirts.
Yeah, that's awesome.
What a wonderful lady.
She's
right?
Great. Yep. And then
you got some great fans out here.
We really do. We're building a great little scene here. Yeah. And then we had a Thursday off, but we didn't really have Thursday off because we went to
you're performing at Walmart in the Scared to Death for Your Life show. Walmart Superstore in the back.
Yes.
Tell them your joke about getting on television.
we were in Walmart. We went to a Buffalo Jack's restaurant. Shout out to Buffalo Jack's.
Yeah.
And then after Buffalo Jack's, we went to Walmart. We almost went home after Buffalo Jack's, but I had to get some kitty litter and some bananas. Quite a combo. And we're walking through Walmart, and somebody yells, there's been a tornado. We're on a tornado warning. You can't leave. And remember, there was a lady who wanted to leave to ride her bike home.
Yes. She was the Wicked Witch of the West.
Wicked Witch of the West. She was definitely on something, dude.
Oh, there were some characters in there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's always.
I mean, of course, it's Walmart.
It's Walmart. There's always characters, but there's nothing like being in a crowded room with all the characters in one place.
You know, the funny thing to me was, I mean, besides the young, there was Amish people, you guys. I got to see Amish people and talk to them. And there were Mennonites and a German Baptist, which is another
But they're
one.
Amish.
Yeah, they're Amish, right?
Yeah.
But the other thing that was funny to me was I looked at all the baskets of people that were shopping there. Everybody was just like us. They had like two or three items in there, and then they're pinned down.
Yeah.
So they just went in to get something on a Thursday night, and a tornado hits.
So they move us to the back of the building, but we're standing in front of the TVs, like these big, huge TVs, and we're sitting there thinking, well, if we get hit with a tornado, the TVs, like I want to be on TV, but not underneath a bunch of TVs on top of me. And
what a place to go, Walmart, right? Jeez, yeah. That's what I didn't want. No, not here, yeah. Lord. Lift me up. Take me over to Target. Yeah. Jesus, drop me off. Leave my glasses off at Dollar General or something. You know, spread me out. Don't let me just go at Walmart. That's if the tornado picks me up and just leaves me a little piece everywhere. What's one of the other little shithole stores that's every quarter out here? Leave a little bit of me.
Ross Dress for Less. That would be better. At least you'd have some fresh clothes.
Yeah, it's funny.
But crazy. We survived. And then on the way home, I start getting phone calls from my neighbors that the tornado hit our street.
And it turned out to be a blessing that we were
at Walmart. We got lucky we went to Walmart.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's very rare that somebody can say Walmart saved their life, but in our case, it did.
Yep.
And, or at least
we saved were in us. Walmart
yucking it up. We could have very well, because I was thinking about that. I don't know when that tornado hit, but it's very possible we would have been on our road home when that tornado came through.
Flipped us and that little thing right into one of those ponds.
Yeah, I have a Prius. I don't think a Prius has much of a chance against a tornado.
Was a big one, too.
It was a huge tornado. You're definitely not going to outrun a tornado with a Prius.
No power.
We didn't have power. Yep, so we had, two or three days without power. But luckily, we went to the hotel for the... After OH Pizza and Prime, we went to we had to go there before the show because we needed showers, dude.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have water.
We didn't have water. Okay. So we didn't want to, and it was stressful and scary. And we parked the car a couple miles, or it was about a mile from my house where we could park because all the trees were down. And I ran home real quick to make sure my dog was okay. And luckily he was sleeping. And luckily, Bestie was sleeping underneath the bed. So,
like a smart little
dog. Dog. And the two cats were fine. So, I felt relieved about that.
Yeah.
And then we went to, we got back home through a neighbor's back. We had to cut through the woods to get home, but we made it
through a little bit of a bog.
Yeah. We walked through some mud and some swamp. And then we made it home. Mm-hmm. And then, safe and sound. And then the next day we went to do a gig. Oh, no. But we made it home safe and sound. Then we went the next day to do OH Pizza and Prime, got a hotel room. And then we went to where did we go after that?
Oh, you know where we went, the Dayton Airport.
And we weren't taking an airport plane ride.
We went to see the big guy.
The big guy. The president, and I mean real president. I'm not talking 81 million fake votes. I'm talking the real deal, Holyfield.
Mr. 45, 47.
Right? He's technically 46 if we didn't use mail-in ballots and dead people. I don't know if I get in trouble for YouTube again since they kicked me off for 6 months for saying that Joe. I'm going to say it again, YouTube, Instagram. Joe Biden stole the 2020 election. You know it. I know it. We all know it. We'd all be a better place if he weren't in there right now, but he is.
That's absolutely damn right.
You know it's true.
Yeah, it was my first Trump rally that I've ever attended, and it was quite something out there. There was quite a mix of folk out there from Ohio. Every race, creed, color, size, shape were out there.
Dude, it's so true. Young, old.
Yeah, young, old people wheeling their family members, in wheelchairs out across the field to get a look at him, when he came in on the big plane and came out of the plane. It was quite thrilling, yes.
It was thrilling, man. It was.
Tell them about the merch. We saw people make so much money on these events by selling flags and hats and shirts. Thousands of dollars a day, probably.
Thousands and thousands of dollars the Trumpster's bringing in for all these people. And you got to think, I want you to just walk around and see anybody buying any Biden stuff. Let's see a Biden. Let's see a Biden rally that has that needs an airport that's going to fill up a whole airport landing strip.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so. No. Nobody's buying a Biden hat. Nobody's buying a Biden. They don't care. They don't like Biden. He didn't get 81 million. Let's be real.
He's not
the most popular president ever, despite what they think, what they try to get us to believe.
And this is Trump country, I believe.
Well, this
where
is
where we are.
I mean, this is right. There's a lot of places like this, but this is one of the places that's definitely strongholds. Well, because they appreciate that, you know, like even when the East Palestine train wreck happened, Trump came here, Biden didn't.
Right.
He ain't even president, and he's not president, but
no, he's a rock star. Jesus.
Oh, his material was. I'm jealous. He's such a good stand-up comedian up there.
He's a great storyteller.
Oh, man. He's telling that story about the snake that the lady helps out and then brings that snake into his house, and then he kills her, and he says, I told you, you knew I was a snake.
Tell him about how windy. It was so windy out there that the teleprompter was whipping back and forth. It was impossible for him to read the teleprompter. Didn't bother him at all. Didn't slow him down. He's so smooth and even funnier off the cuff.
He just was.
He railed. It was really good.
It was good. He was making fun of the.
They don't want to let people see how good he is.
They don't want to see it. They're not.
He speaks very well.
He speaks. He's cracking them up off the cuff. Anything happens there, he handles it. Dude, he's a legend. I mean, this guy, he's the best. We haven't seen anybody close to him.
Like my brother said, he was the president. We saw it. A former president.
Yeah. We saw the best president of my lifetime.
He's running for president, but he already has been president.
Yeah.
So to see a president of the United States is always exciting. I mean, I've seen George Bush Sr. I've seen in live, to see him live. I'm saying I didn't get to meet President Trump, but I've met George Bush Sr. That was very exciting. And Barbara Bush. I don't think I ever met the other President Bush. I never got to meet Clinton, never met Obama, but just to see him, to see a president up live is a thrilling thing. I mean, for me, I'm a 66-year-old man, and so it's very special. I love my country, and so.
Yeah, dude, I thought it was exciting, especially like, I mean, I'm biased. I like Trump, dude. I like the way I like a guy who doesn't want wars, who thinks, I actually fell for Trump when he told Jeb Bush, I mean, I know you saw the oldest father, but when Trump told Jeb Bush, your brother's the worst president ever. That's why Obama came in. Boom. He was just so, you know, and the fact that all the other politicians hate him, that they want so bad to get rid of him.
Yeah.
That
really upset the apple cart in Washington, D.C., didn't he?
Yeah. All the people I don't hate
globalists,
Trump.
All the war.
All the warmongers.
All the war industrial, what is it? Revolution. What's it called? The military industrial.
Yep. Yes. That was just
making all that money.
Making all that money. Right. And Trump's in there like, you know, and he hits his points. And there's a couple other people that come up but everybody's there to see the Trumpster do. One of a kind.
He brought up
Jim Jordan.
J.D. Vance.
J.D. Vance, that's right. Yeah.
Young JD, he's pretty admirable young guy.
Yeah, he's on the up and coming.
Right.
But
we saw Jim Jordan, who I told Brian, Jim Jordan's a huge wrestling hero here in Ohio. And I'd seen him on TV. I'd never saw him live when he was standing next to Trump. Trump dwarfed him. He looked so small. And Brian explained to me that he is short.
Yeah. And Trump is.
But he's a badass.
He's a badass. Yeah, he was a state champion 4 times, dude. He was so like.
There's a lot of those here in Ohio.
Yeah.
Right?
Well,
why is that? That's a good question. Why do you think there's so many tough guys in the Midwest, especially wrestling type of guys? Or what do you think that comes from?
Is it the kind of, well, a lot of it's the farming type, outdoors. Also, the sport, like, because it's an indoor sport.
Right.
You know, the weather here is rough. Like in California per se, you can go surfing, you can be outside, you can be mountains, there's a lot of other things you can do. Skiing. Here there's just not that many options, and it's just
you're right.
You know, it's like
you mean there's not Mother Nature doesn't have enough activities because there's not enough ocean for surfing or mountain for skiing.
You can't go skiing. You don't have
to. So you work or play sports?
Yeah. And I think that a lot of these guys, I mean, it comes down from your, a lot of it's from their family and a lot of these
tradition.
And I just think that it's a thing that kids kind of grow up doing. I mean, I know in California, you know, kids would be.
It's a little the same. Like when I grew up in a small town in the mountains up by Lake Tahoe, Quincy. It's up in the Sierra Nevadas, but we were one of the bigger schools. We would go play North Tahoe or Tahoe Truckee, and they were close to the size of our schools. But they moved us down to the valley, like my senior year, I think it was, or junior, senior year. They moved us down to the valley, and all of a sudden we had to play all these schools that were in the Central Valley at farm schools, and those rascals had ankles.
Yeah,
it's like farmers boys.
I remember looking at
those guys and Jesus,
they're big, huh?
Oh, they were big all the way to the same.
Yeah, it's just
it is special, right?
It's
the same type of thing.
Yep,
I think of that when I think of the Midwest. I think of the Valley and Central Valley. And
they're similar, there's so yeah. I think that's maybe about what it is. Yeah, right. So
interesting.
It is very interesting. So Cole, what's going to be on the horizon for you next, buddy?
Well, I'm heading back to LA Monday, and I'm going to go hang out at Yamashiro on Tuesday at Jay's show. Yeah. And then I'm going to be at the Improv happy hour, Mike.
Oh, good.
On Tuesday, seeing all my buddies down at the LA Improv, chopping it up with them, giving them a full report on my trip to the Midwest and St. Louis. And yeah, I had quite a great time.
Yeah,
many shows? I've done so many shows.
Yeah.
I think 23 shows. I figured out 23 shows in 11 nights.
Dang, 23 shows in 11 nights.
That's not bad for a 66-year-old.
That ain't bad for a 21-year-old, a 22-year-old.
I have to say, most every one of them went pretty damn well, too.
Dude, you killed it, too, at the coffee shop.
It was so much fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you built a lot of fans out here.
Yeah, I wrote some new jokes on stage, so I'm excited to get back and hit the road. What about you?
Well, let's see. I'm getting ready for the wrestling tournament for the next 2 weeks.
All right.
The wrestling tournament.
What's the date of your wrestling match?
March 30th.
That's March 30th. The same day as the guy's boxing fight. The guy I told you about.
Yes. He's going to have that match.
Giovanni.
Giovanni.
Cabrera.
So, well, I think that's a little bigger event.
Is that
a
Friday night then, right?
Well, mine's a Saturday.
That's what it is, Saturday night.
Saturday night. Mine will be during the daytime. So, it's like in the afternoon.
Do you know who you're going to wrestle yet?
I don't know.
When do you find out?
The day of the tournament. Okay. You know, they might make the weight classes the night before. You weigh in the night before, and then you show up, and you see who, you know.
How much weight you got to lose to get to your
If I want to do 165, I got to lose 15 pounds.
Is it possible? You're pretty close.
It's possible.
It's less than 2 weeks.
2 weeks. I got to really start working. Now, the thing is, I'll be honest, I haven't been training as much as I would have liked, you know, because I'm doing shows and been traveling like crazy. But I got 2 weeks to get focused.
Can you do it?
I can do it.
All right.
I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
Where are you going to wrestle?
So here in Piqua, there is a place called No Name Gym where they have wrestling mats. I can work out there. And the tournament's going to be in Cincinnati.
Where in Cincinnati?
You know, I don't know the exact address. I know I have signed up for it, but they kind of switch it around each year.
Right.
So I don't even.
Can people come watch it?
Yes, people can come watch. So
are you going to do a live? You're going to have Carolina film you live?
I'm gonna film it, but I don't think I'll do it. Well, I like to film it so I can I film it regular, and then I edit it because, you know, that way I have the footage. And I kind of wish I would have just filmed the show Friday regular because you had a good set. But on the live, I thought the live would be cool. People could watch live.
Yeah.
But it really was too
far.
We learn. We learn. Yeah, we learn. So, but I'll be making, I like to, with the wrestling tournament, since I do it every year, I like to cut it up into like kind of a documentary where I kind of say what's going on in the match and, you know, so.
You're not getting ready to wrap us up, are you?
I don't have to, no.
Okay, I was going to say, you should give out a shout out to Carolina. She's been awesome and patient. She helped me sell my merch and she's helped us all the way. It's Brian's fiance.
Yeah.
from Honduras.
Also known as Mia Moore for a lot of the people. Mia Moore. You know, so I've had friends tell me, hey, how's Mia Moore doing?
Yeah.
Well, that's not really her name. That means my love in Spanish. But
most people know Cole knows all about Mia Moore.
Yeah,
I totally. I made up to my waist to Mia Moore's last 25 years. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mia Moore's are the best.
Trooper, you're lucky. And
what
a shout out to her, man. She's been great. Great sport. She's hung in there and helped us out moving stuff around.
She's good, awesome. Dude. One of a kind. She helps. Man, with the t-shirt sales, I tell you, she boosts the t-shirt sales for sure.
Course.
She definitely boosts the t-shirt sales.
When I had my cookie company, the first thing I did was go out and hire a couple of Mia Moores to
That's
help
right.
sell those cookies.
That's what you need.
And then I'd stood back out of the way.
Yeah. 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 That's the strategy right there. Right. So, dude, it's been a great, great trip, Cole. I appreciate you coming all the way out here.
Been a real pleasure. And get out here at Midwest, do comedy, you comedians. This is some of the greatest clubs. Last night we were in a small club called Wiley's in Dayton, Ohio. A lot of people have been through there. They had a picture of Attell on the walls, probably 40 years old, and a bunch of other comedians that made their way through there.
Yeah, they had, Dave Chappelle frequents there as well. Yeah.
And St. Louis has got a bunch of good clubs. You got the Helium, both the Funny Bones, and a whole shitload of comedians there in St. Louis. So go see them as well.
That's right. Well, cool, man.
Thanks, brother.
All right, Cole. Thank you for coming on.
You're welcome.
Hey, you know, Cole, you know what time it is?
It's time to be swine time.
Swine time. Swine time.
All right.
Cool, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace.